A reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I, Paul, myself entreat you, by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, I, who am humble when face to face with you, but bold toward you when I am away, I beg of you that when I am present, I may not have to show boldness with such confidence as I count on showing against some who suspect us of walking according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ, being ready to punish every disobedience when your obedience is complete. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's pray. Holy Spirit of God, speak to us words of your cross. Thank you, God, for revealing yourself to us. Amen. Be seated. Paul's letter to the 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 6 that we read, is Paul's warning to the church at Corinth. When Paul wrote the first letter to the Corinthians, he was talking to them about being careful about false teachers. It was addressing eternal congregational conflicts around doctrines, around the gifts of the Holy Spirit. In the second letter to the Corinthians, the conflict turns not to the congregation, but to Paul himself. By the time Paul was writing the 2 Corinthians, intruders had come to the church in Corinth to interfere with the work of God among his people at Corinth. Paul tells us that these intruders had come from, they were from Jewish background. Perhaps they came from Jerusalem. They took pride in their rhetorical skills. They claimed to have outward signs of being an apostle. They claimed they could do miracles. They claimed they could preach better than Paul. They claimed they could teach better than Paul. And so they were the true apostles. If you read 2 Corinthians chapters 11 to 13, you see Paul calls them false apostles, servants of the enemy. Paul implies that they preach another gospel. Gospel different from the one that Paul preached to the Corinthians. And the sad part of it for Paul was that the Corinthians were eager to receive what the intruders were teaching. Paul refers to them as super apostles. In verse 3, Paul warns the Corinthians not to go along with the wrong teachings of these intruders, not to go along with these outsiders who measure everything according to the standards of the world. Paul wants the Corinthians not to go along with intruders. And he says to them, for though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but of the divine power, able to destroy every stronghold that rises against the word of God. The intruders had ways of measuring themselves before Paul. They prided themselves in the outward signs, their abilities. But so Paul saw it in a different way. Paul saw a different real mark of being an apostle of Jesus Christ, the mark of the cross. Paul's weapon is the weapon of Christ that is far better than the weapons of the intruders. Paul's weapons were the weapons of strength in weakness, of power in meekness and gentleness. Paul's weapon were the Word of God, the Word of Jesus Christ crucified for us and risen for us. In the Word of God, God gives us victory. And we do well, as Paul did, to stick with the Word of God, with the cross of Jesus, from where we find strength for each new day. When things are well, we get the power from the Word of God. When life is difficult, it is the Word of the cross of Christ that sustains us, that gives us strength for each new day. Paul's weapons were weapons of word, prayer, and I might add, the sacrament of the altar, where we find strength for each new day, where God reveals his power in weakness. May the Lord bless us. Amen.